Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It's a great day in Jesus on this beautiful Wednesday, and glad to have you on board. Tim, we're so thankful for our covenant partners, those who give to He's Alive Radio. We just say it again. We appreciate you.
We've had folk that have been with us for several years, and of course, He's Alive come on the air in 1984.
Wow, the olden days.
Huh? And since that time, there have been people that have supported, people that have fallen off. Mm-hmm. A new crew, so mm-hmm. to speak, would come aboard sure. and support the station. Hey, you know, if you're not a covenant partner and you'd like to become a covenant partner, it just takes about 90 seconds of your time.
That's right.
At 301-895-3292. Somebody standing by to take your call. They can answer the phone, uh-huh. a kind lady, uh-huh. and walk you right through it.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking, Tim, when we first started, where we're sitting right now, mm-hmm. right in front of you were two turntables, mm-hmm. and we had a whole record library out there of record albums, and we had little cards, and we would have to pull our music out, and mm-hmm. We had cart machines to the left and right where we're seated, you know, and it was almost like you had to be an octopus to run the whole board. And then we went from there to CDs. Mm-hmm. And now we get all of our music, it's programmed into the computer, and we just hit a certain button and a certain song comes up.
Sure.
Everything's changed, but one thing has not changed at all. And that's the message of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed
Praise
of
God.
The gospel of Jesus. You know, even the music has changed because you have artists that are going to be with the Lord. And even the Southern gospel sound or the country gospel sound has changed. The contemporary has changed.
Sure.
All of that. But the message has remained the same.
Praise God. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday,
yes.
today, and forever. I always like to say it this way. He does not change.
Uh-uh.
There's nothing too hard for him to do. He's the blind man healer. He's the leper
yes.
cleansing man from Galilee.
Uh-huh.
And I could go on for another hour. But.
Sure. Well, then there'll be another program on that. But anyway, we will be right back. And I want to just take a moment, though, when we come back to talk about Women of Valor. That's
yes.
coming up April the 23rd through the 25th.
Praise God.
Empty and broken, I came back to Him. A vessel unworthy, so scarred with sin, but He did not despair. He started over again, and I bless the day He didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, into His likeness, He fashions the clay, a vessel.
Join host Tim and Sharon Colasino at Father's House in Grantsville, Maryland for Women of Valor 2015 Pick Up Your Mantle, April 23rd through the 25th. Special guests include Rebecca Polis, Tammy Shea Waltz, and Libby Fannin. Early registration ends March 23rd. For more information or to register, visit us online at fathershouse.info or call 301-895-3292.
And we're back. And Tim, I said we're going to talk a little bit about Women of Valor. It is such a glorious time every year at Women of Valor.
Yes.
April 23rd through the 25th is our next one. And the theme is Pick Up Your Mantle.
Mm-hmm.
A mantle is basically your destiny, what you're called to do and what God has graced you to do. To fulfill your purpose in this life.
It's a ministry gift that we have been gifted with and equipped for to fulfill our destinies and to be what all that we can be.
Yeah, like the army. Oh, God is going to do marvelous things at Women of Valor. We want to invite you ladies. If you haven't registered, get on board. We have early registration discount. And that is through the 23rd of March. But whatever you have to do, come. If you bring a group, there's a greater discount if you register early.
Mm-hmm.
And so get on board. And if I believe this way, Tim, if God wants you to be there and you pray and exercise your faith, you'll be able to come. We had a lady one year that she did not have any money and to come, but she, by faith, says, I am going. And she started getting people up. She says, I'm going to Women of Valor. You want to come with me? She didn't have the money. Did you know, honey, that she was driving down the road and saw something on the side of the road, and there was just money laying on the side of the road. God, and there was no way that she could trace where it belonged. And so God provided her to come to Women of Valor. God, He knows what you have need of.
Absolutely.
And He wants you to be a part, and He will make the way if it has to be on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. That's just the kind of God that we serve.
Yes.
You know. And I believe as we talk about the subject of faith today, we're going to find out that everyone that's listening right now has not been given a measure of faith, but the same measure of faith if you're born again. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10 says, the word is near unto you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Look at verse 10. For it is with your heart or your spirit that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you are making a confession to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's the New Living Translation.
Yeah, but it's the heart and the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only what's on the inside, but what you have and you're professing.
That's right.
With what's on the inside of you.
That's right. The King James Version reads it this way in verse number 10. It says, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And the Greek word for salvation is soteria. Our mouth confesses unto salvation, which soteria means several things. It means the new birth or getting saved. We confess with our mouth health and divine healing.
Yes, we do.
We confess deliverance. We confess that we have been rescued, the original Greek says. We confess that we have safety, which is God's protection from all harm. All of these things are included in that one Greek word called soteria. Praise God.
So let's put it to where we live. Let's just say I I'm facing a major trial. Possibly I've lost my job. I found out that I have a sickness in my body, mm-hmm. and I've got tests. They're going to run tests, but it doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. How would I begin? I need finances. I need healing. How would I put my faith in operation? What would that sound like?
Well, first of all, Romans 10:17 says, "For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And a lot of folk like to stop there. Mm-hmm. But in the original Greek, in the context, it reads it this way. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, by a preacher that has been sent.
Okay.
That's the way the original Greek language means. In other words, those apostles and disciples mm-hmm. wrote the word of God down. They were like John Boy Walton. They had in their hand the pen as of a ready writer. When Holy Spirit spoke, they wrote those words down. Those words are now inspired, mm-hmm. and they've been taken out of the original manuscripts, placed in the canon of Scripture.
Yeah.
And we have those 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, 31,156 verses written by 14 different authors over a period of 1,500 years for our learning mm-hmm. and for our benefit, so that when we get in a given situation, such as you were just mentioning, the first thing we need to do is read the word, meditate upon the word, pray, uh-huh. and then speak the word of faith. And when we do, God will create the fruit of our lips. If we believe it, God will surely bring it to pass.
Yes, 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 he will. Yes, he will. And so basically, when you're facing a challenge, find out what the word says.
That's right.
And begin to declare the word of God.
You spoke the word right there. It's called declaration. The Old Testament seers or prophets mm-hmm. always spoke and declared and decreed a thing, and it surely came to pass. If you're sick out there and you're listening, believe God for your healing and vocalize it, articulate it. Don't just hold it inside and say, mm-hmm. I've got the victory, because the victory is on the tip of your tongue. Yeah. When you open up your mouth and you speak and confess faith in God unto healing, there's great power in the release of that spoken word, and God will bring it to pass, and your body will get healed.
In other words, we might have faith, but we have to release our faith by declaring the word of God for it to have any effect.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give him an example, a real good example. Several years ago, I knew of a pastor that was sick and dying of cancer. He was given three verses of Scripture by the Holy Ghost to quote. He quoted them day after day for the space of 6 months until one day he was totally healed.
Praise
in Jesus'
God.
Name. The spoken word of faith in those three particular Scriptures applied the awesome power of God's word to the man's sick body with spectacular results, and the body had to finally come into alignment with the word of God that says,
yes.
with the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And it's not doing it one time. It's doing it continually. I think as we quote the word, what is happening is our faith is growing.
Amen.
Yeah, our faith is growing.
It is. And the words that God gives us from his word, when we speak them, they have unlimited power.
Mm-hmm.
There's an unlimited resource of power in the spoken word. I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 3:6. We read the word of God all the time, and someone may say, well, I never get anything out of that. The letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Notice the second part, part B, the spirit gives life. When we speak the faith-filled words of the scriptures, and we
yes.
believe that God's going to create the fruit of our lips, when we speak those in faith, I really believe that there's so much life behind that. As it gets pushed out of our mouth, the formation of what we ask for is already taking place.
I do too. I do too, honey. And speaking of, we are going to go to the Lord in prayer in just a few moments. God is a good God, and he cares about what the people are going through. And I know there have been different seasons in our life where you just feel like, there's no hope, or things will never get better, mm-hmm. or I will never smile again. But that's not the case. God is for you now.
That's right.
God's word is truth. And get in the word.
Praise
There's
God.
Life in the word.
Yes, there is.
We'll be right back.
As I surrender to your will, I come. all my righteousness, and unto you move me, I'll be still and know that you
never let go.
You won't let go.
morning we're going to the Lord in prayer. God knows what we have need of even before we ask, doesn't
right.
He?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, we base everything that we ask God for from the Word of God. And I love the Bible there in John 6:63. King James Version says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you," Jesus said, "they are spirit and they are life." And then Jesus said, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life."
Yes.
Even though your flesh may be in the way, just say this: "I'm removing my flesh out of the way right now with the faith-filled mm-hmm. words that I'm about to speak." And God's going to honor His word
yes.
because it's spirit and it's life, and it's going to cause healing, salvation, and deliverance to come to me and my household.
Amen. Amen. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for ministering to your people now. Lord, for that one that has a tumor on the leg, I thank you for that tumor dissolving in Jesus' name. Healing come to this leg now. Someone is not able to sleep because of the sciatica. Lord, we thank you for giving relief now.
Yes.
We thank you for your healing touch in
Praise
Jesus'
God.
Name.
Lord, you declare in your word in Proverbs the 18th chapter, verse number 21, that death and life are in the power
yes.
of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hey, are you hungry for some fruit this evening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hungry for some fruit today?
Mm-hmm.
This is what you need to do. You need to speak the word of God right now. Let it come out of your mouth, and God will create the fruit of your lips, and you'll have a whole basket full of goodies from the word of God to munch on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says right now that that one that's suffering from bursitis and from arthritis in the lower back mm-hmm. and also in the knees, healing belongs to you. Confess it out loud right now and say that. Healing belongs to me. By his stripes, I am healed.
And there's someone else that has phlebitis, and God is touching you and bringing healing in your body. There's somebody else right now that is suffering with the shingles. Yeah. Right
yes,
now, in
yes,
Jesus'
yes,
name,
yes,
we
I
just speak.
That.
We just speak and command this shingle virus to leave you in Jesus' name. Healing and comfort come now in Jesus' name.
That's right. The Lord's words that are in your mouth right now are mm-hmm. still His words, so that when you're speaking, it's like God speaking through you. Speak
mm-hmm.
to your body right now. Tell it to come into alignment
yes.
with the Word of God, and then begin to check yourself and watch God progressively give you the healing that you need this hour.
Praise
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Praise you, Lord.
God.
God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yes.
no God like unto you.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus, for
praise
touching
God.
Your people.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you for divine healing now. In Jesus' name.
Absolutely.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. I feel somebody that's been praying for finances. It's just about to be released to you in the next 2 days. I hear Holy Spirit saying that. And you're going to have money in your hand to pay your bills.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Lord, for the partners. Bless them as they sow into the kingdom
mm-hmm.
in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tim, you know, speaking of, we have John Polis is teaching on becoming rich in faith. That's our coaching CD.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your gift, dear partners, with your gift this month of $15 or more. And last week we had a horrible cold, snowy, floody, yucky weather.
That's
and
right.
I believe that's the result of the finances being low,
mm-hmm.
seriously low
that's
last
right.
week. But if you care about He's Alive Radio and you believe in the ministry, write to us and we'll get this coaching CD back to you.
Praise God. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or there's a place online
at he'salive.net. Now, there are folks that are asking about Women of Valor, April 23rd through the 25th, here in Grantsville at Father's House. It's going to be a great time in the Lord to register. You need to call during business hours. There's two ways you can register. One is online at fathershouse.info.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place you can go to Women of Valor and register, or call during office hours here at He's Alive Radio. There's someone that will take your call, 301-895-3292.
Praise God. It's been awesome being with you today here on Connected.
It has been. We'll be back tomorrow, this same time.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.